Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Welcome, Street Talkers. My name is Pastor Dominic Grimaldi, and you're listening to Street Talk Theology, where we keep theology real and bring it to the streets. Drop me a line, PastorGrimaldi@gmail.com. You know who I got back on? I got old Pastor Robin Marquez, Executive State Director, Adult and Teen Challenge in New Mexico. And, you know, I mentioned last week about Robert's heart for the I don't want to say, you know, underprivileged. That's not the word I want to look for. But you have a heart for the people who just need a second chance in life. How's that, Robert? Can I say that?
That's great way to put it.
You know, I mean, you know why, Robert? Because, first of all, say hello to the audience. Say, you know, welcome back.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Right, you got to see old Robert. He's sitting back. He's got the Teen Challenge sign. He's got his coffee. He's ready to go for the next 25 minutes.
But you know
my background. I did many years in prison. God saved me by his grace. He's a good God. We love the Lord. I mean, God brought us providentially together. But, you know, last week, if, you know, Robert was going over how he, you know, came to know the Lord. Let me say it right. The Lord knew you before the foundations.
Yes.
And then he brought you to himself. Mm. But Robert, you did leave out a little bit, and people know about my prison, but you also did some prison time. And I'd like you to expound on that. This is part two of Robert Marquez. So Robert, tell me, basically, you did some time in prison. So talk to me about that.
Okay. So, in 2001, after I had left Teen Challenge the second time, I went out and I, heavily addicted to crack cocaine and crystal methamphetamines, I went out and got myself in some trouble, and I ended up picking up charges for theft of means of transportation, and I ended up having to be extradited back from California. And I served 3.5 years in the Arizona State Penitentiary. And God really had gotten a hold of me in there. But he got a hold of me. But at the same time, too, God is awesome. There's no doubt about that.
Amen.
But while I was in prison, I read my Bible. And I was trying to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It was 3.5 years of my life that was really almost like a living hell in one sense, because being in prison behind bars, obviously, as you know, Pastor Dominic, is nothing nice. And you did, obviously, the years that I spent in prison were don't amount to, you know, they were small compared to what you did.
Well, prison is, you know, I say that, Robert, but prison is prison. I mean, whether it's 3 years or 30, I mean, prison is prison. So,
you didn't get saved
in prison, did you, Robert?
No, right?
No, I didn't.
So I didn't get saved till later, but.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but you did read the Bible and stuff.
I was reading the Bible. I was reading the Bible in prison, and I was trying to stay out of trouble. And, I think that, you know, I was really just trying to stay out of trouble, you know, so I did my 3.5 years and I got out, and I went in and out of halfway houses after that. So, like I said, in 2009 that I finally went back to Teen Challenge for the third time and gave my heart to God. So, but God did use prison to teach me some things and to show me, even while I was in prison, his grace and his mercy, even though I was not, I hadn't fully surrendered. And I'll tell you why I know I didn't fully surrender to God in prison. Because when I got out, Pastor Dominic, it was about 2 to 3 short weeks after I got out. and I was back in the drug houses. I was back doing the things that I was doing before I got to prison. And so I knew that anyway, there was something still hadn't taken place in my heart, right. You know, because I believe that once you do surrender your life to Christ, it doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, but there definitely is a heart change and a transformation that takes place.
You know, Robert, I like to ask this, and you know, because I don't, I come from a different background, you know, just a different background in my life of
sure.
crime and stuff like that. But Robert, here's a question I ask, if I may. Now, as a Christian, as a regenerate Christian, by God's grace, His sovereignty, by saving you, is there still some of the, do you still get the inklings sometimes to think about your old life or going back and, you know, hey, you know, that's a fair question, right, Robin? And I'm
that's
not
a very fair question.
You know, and you must listen. You have to deal with that on an everyday basis in Teen Challenge because you're dealing with a lot of people that you are dealing with that are coming off a drug culture, and obviously you're giving them the gospel. You want them to be saved, but you come from that background, so you can relate to them. My question is to you. Do you ever get the urge or the inkling of the temptation to, you know, go back into that, drug use, so to speak?
Yeah. You know what, Pastor Dom, that is totally a fair question. And, you know, I think that God has blessed me so much with a beautiful wife, a career, a lifestyle of ministering and serving God in the capacity that I do, but working with addicts, working with people in recovery and working with people that are coming out of recovery every single day. It's a wake up call.
It keeps you on your toes.
It does keep you on your toes, and it helps you to realize just how blessed you are. And there's times where I get weary and I get exhausted but I don't ever feel like running down to the, you know, trying to find some dope or anything like that.
Okay, good.
So yeah, there's never a situation that occurs in my life that makes me feel like I've got to go get high again.
Pretty
you know,
good.
And that is, I mean, I've been set free now, and I say set free, I mean, I use that term, you know, delivered, or that God has change the desire in my heart.
No, praise the Lord. And there's Robert,
in my heart.
And not to cut you off, you know what I find sometimes, and tell me in your experience too, God will remove things, just remove them. But there's some things that God keeps in your life that keeps you on your knees.
That's right.
You know, but some people, you know, may deal with lust, or some people may deal some things that just keep people on their knees. And I think God uses that providentially to keep you on your knees and to keep you close. Do you agree, Robert?
I agree with that. And that's what I was going to say, too. It's like I've never really felt like going back out and getting high again. But yeah, there's times I'll tell you what's hard is sometimes when you're just doing something, you're in the middle of something. You're not even thinking about drugs. You're not even thinking about that life anymore. You know, like, you just, like, I'm in school right now, as we were talking about in the last
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, amen. Praise
I'm in
Lord.
Seminary, and there's times where I'm up late, and I'm studying, I'm working on stuff, and all of a sudden, just a memory will come into my mind.
Yeah.
And that tape starts to play itself, and I have to go, whoa, wait, no, I rebuke that. I rebuke that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because, they don't go, the thought doesn't go complete, at least for me. There's still times where it tries to visit me, where the old tape will play itself, but I know what the end of the story is. If I entertain that thought can take me back out if I don't deal with it.
You see, Robert, you see what Street Talk Theology, we bring theology, we bring it to the streets. I mean, you know, Robert, we know each other a long time. For me, sound theology is the number one thing that we got to make sure that We're behind that pulpit, cutting the scriptures straight, making sure we're doing good exegesis and stuff. We'll talk about that later. But at the end of the day, this is street talk theology. I mean, we're reiterating how God took us off the streets, and just because He took us off the streets, we have to have a love for the streets because that's where we came from. Does that make sense, Robert?
Absolutely. I mean, I have a love for the people on the streets that are lost in addiction and affliction. And there's times we're headed home and I'll take a detour and drive down Central Avenue. And my wife's like, why do you want to go down Central Avenue?
You want to be reminded of where you came from.
I'm just like, honey, I've got to, you know, we got to pray. We got to look at it's heartbreaking to see these people out here.
Yeah.
We have to be reminded of the need. It's at times we have to be reminded of the need. And it's not, I won't go out there like and minister by myself. That's not a good idea. But with a team of people, we can go out and talk to people about Jesus and see if they need help.
So, Robert, it sounds like, if I may, you're a pretty busy guy, right?
Yes, sir.
So now here's a challenging, I'm going to challenge you a little bit. You know, when you get hooked up with Pastor Dominic, I'm going to throw a challenge out there, right? So you are busy. You are very busy. I know, because it's hard to get through to you on the phone, right? but Robert, is this a challenge for you to spend time alone with the Lord and study and prayer and even fellowship with your wife? Do you find sometimes that some of this stuff gets so overloaded that you don't get enough time with the Lord? And if you do, maybe you can encourage us how to do that. And if you don't, maybe you could ask for prayer that you need to. So that's a fair question. I mean, that's a challenging question, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely a fair question. Absolutely. You know, to answer that, it is challenging at times to find that I have to really discipline myself in the mornings. And there's sometimes that I get to spend 10 minutes with God, and there's sometimes where I get to spend 2 hours with them. And there's one thing about going to seminary too, is I'm up late at night doing study time. That's a little different though than having just that alone time where you know, there's a difference between devotions and there's a difference between study time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I believe that you have to, devotional time is just, hey, no agenda. Let me just see how I can get into the Word of God and how I let God's word speak to me, and pray. But it is a challenge, Pastor. There's no doubt about it. I often at times get down on myself a little bit, and God has to remind me of His sovereign grace. And He's like, Robert, you don't have to earn your way. You're not earning your way to heaven. You don't have to earn my love. But yes, I do like it when you spend time with me, when you set everything else aside and you don't, even this cell phone, you know, the cell phone can just be a huge distraction. So yeah, I would always accept prayer in that area because, it is a challenge with the busy lifestyle. And I don't want to get so caught up in the work of the ministry.
You're onto something there.
Yeah. Where you don't take the time to fellowship with the sweetness of the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit. And also my beautiful wife is my first ministry, right?
Yeah, your home has to be your first ministry.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a challenge.
So with that, it says here we're already 15 minutes into show two.
Wow.
So I know you wanted to ask me a question, you know, before we do get to that, how is God? You know, this is a hard play. How is God working in your marriage? Especially you're in full-time ministry, you're going to school, being married. Are you finding enough time for Tracy?
Yeah, that's great, Pastor. That's a great question.
That's why I wish she was here. I'm going to tell her next time, because I'm having you on again. Tell her next time she's going to come in.
Amen. Do you
get enough time for your wife?
Yeah, you know what we do? We do, like, we spend... We're a team, so what's really cool about that, there's positives to that, and there really, I can't find any negatives except for the fact the only thing that's kind of hard at times is we work so closely together that we don't know sometimes how to unplug from work. And I mean, seriously, like,
yeah, that could be, in some of the words, you're taking your work into your home.
Oh, all the time, because we live on campus pretty much. I mean, the house is about, you know, maybe 1,000 yards from the facility, but it's right there. 2 minutes, you jump in the car, and in 120 seconds, you're on property and with the students.
Robert, so, you guys on call 24/7, Robert?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we are. And there, it's not uncommon, unfortunately. There's times in the last 2 months, we've been to the emergency room twice with an individual from the program that had some type of, that needed medical or psychiatric attention. And so our phone can ring at 3 o'clock in the morning. Pastor, you need to come down here.
Yeah.
And that's not uncommon. That's happened 2 or 3 times in the last year. So there's that. And just learning how to unplug from work is Tracy and I's biggest challenge. But she is so good. In fact, we were meeting with one of our board members this morning, and she was talking about how I'm the one that stays up late and because I'm studying or, you know, she will talk about something, she'll deal with it, and she'll be done with it. I'm the one that kind of keeps mulling over it and rehearsing it.
Yeah, you can't let it go, right?
Oh, I
can't. Hey, Robert, something just came to my head. How about this?
Yeah.
How about we set this up? How about if we get Tracy and a couple of the girls on to do some street talk theology? How's that?
Great. Yeah.
I bet you the girls will like that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they would.
So here's what we can do. So you have some, and then I'll let you, I know you wanted to ask me a question, but you might have, how about if you can pick a couple of girls that are getting ready to graduate, and we can get them, and we can give them I can interview them. How's that?
Great. That'd be great. We could do that, Pastor. I think that'd be good.
You know, I think that'll be a good thing. Okay, I got to have you say the last word, so you got a question for me, right?
I do.
Now you're turning the tables, man. Don't let me find out you want to do something. You want to be the new host of Street Talk Theology.
That's good, Pastor. So, you know, I'm excited because our friendship, just reflecting on our friendship and what, like we were talking about in the first episode, about how when we used to go, and you were very instrumental in putting that in my heart to interpret the Word of God correctly. And that's why we enjoyed. I loved bringing the students to your services, because I knew, or having you come and preach, because I knew they were going to get a proper interpretation of the Word.
I appreciate that.
And so
thank
just
you.
Reflecting on that, I have such a passion for the ministry and God's Word. And, you know, I have questions regarding anything that is hermeneutic or application, the interpretation of God's Word is so important. One of the things I like to ask you, Pastor, is when you're studying and preparing your sermon, I know that there's hours that go into that preparation. I know that you're working on the literary context, you're working on the historical cultural background,
yeah,
the grammatical relationship, all of that comes into play on the interpretive journey. So I like to just hear and glean from other pastors. And what I'd like to know from you is, how do you, you know, appropriately apply, say, an Old Testament scripture? And I didn't prepare you for this. So if I was to throw 1 Kings 17 out there, and you got the story of Elijah with the ravens and the widow and the praying over the son and having him come back to life, there's so much in that chapter.
To
interpret that and provide a modern day application to your audience, what do you like to do?
Yeah, so we have to understand, and we only got a couple of minutes. So exegesis is to understand what the scripture communicated to the original audience. So that's your first play. You have to do that. And then hermeneutic is that timeless principle that you apply to the audience that you're speaking to, right?
Right.
So first thing you have to do, you have to understand the historical and cultural context, right? Then you have to understand the literary context. Then you have to make observations, and then you have to draw applications, right? And so by doing that, notice how when Elijah, when he went to the woman, when he was dealing with the woman, and he was dealing with, and I think Jesus used that term where it was a Gentile, right? And so Jesus used that term, and not in the form of more of the miracle, more in the form of saying that God is using Gentiles and bringing Gentiles into the fold. That would be your original context. And then you say, like, if you were preaching that, you can turn around and say, listen, God is no respecter of persons. Everybody's welcome to the table. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I think exegesis, understanding the scriptures in the original audience, and then the hermeneutic is that timeless principle that you can apply to the audience now. You know, does that make sense?
Sure, it sure does. Yeah, yes, Pastor, it does. Thank
you.
So
listen, we got a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to turn the ball over to you for two minutes. Say what you want to say.
Awesome.
And then, you know, just encourage some people and things of that nature.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I want to, can I go ahead? I'm going to share the information from Adult and Teen Challenge.
You got 2 minutes. Don't waste it, brother.
If you know somebody out there that's struggling with addiction, our phone number is 505-281-8467. And we take people in from all over the United States. So we're not limited to just New Mexico. We are a 12 to 15 month discipleship program. I don't even like to say the word program. I like to say we're a ministry, and we bring people in to nurture them and to help them to transform through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God in a relationship with Christ. So if you are hurting in your life right now, if you're lacking in anything, the Lord Jesus Christ is the solution. And I want to encourage you, church. You're out there listening.
Hey, Robert, can they contact me and I can get you if they want to contact
me? Absolutely. Absolutely. Get a hold of Pastor Dominic. Dominic has a direct line to me, and we will, in fact, they got somebody in the program, Pastor. We didn't talk about this real quick. There was a young lady that you called me about. That young lady has completed. She's been a graduate now for about 8 months.
Oh, I didn't even know that, man.
She's doing amazing. She is doing amazing. She is part of the 86% that is successful because she followed the principles and she built a relationship with Christ, and she's no longer caught up in addiction. She's been restored to her family. She has a new baby daughter. I mean, it works. I'll tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ he's available, church. He's available.
Robert Marquez, my buddy, man. Well, anyway, listen, this is an honor. We got to do this again. Robert, I know you're too busy. You can't be too busy for the old pastor now, man.
That's right.
You know, we should try to get. Now, what was that girl's name, the one that I sent quickly?
Her name was Samantha.
Yeah, we got to try to get one of the girls maybe on. I'd like to get Tracy, but you know Tracy ain't having this. But anyway, listen.
She'll do it.
Yeah, Street Talkers. This
She'll
is part of it. Dominic Grimaldi with my brother, Robert Marquez, my dear brother. Where we take theology. This is Street Talk Theology. We take theology and we bring it to the streets. Till next time, in Jesus' name, Robert, bless us, Robert, in Jesus' name.
All right. Lord Jesus, I just ask that you bless everyone that's listening. Draw them closer to you, Father, and help us to draw closer to you. It's in your precious Son, the name of Jesus Christ, above all names, that we pray and ask this in the Lord's name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.